This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. United States says it plans to issue temporary waivers to several countries, allowing them to continue purchasing Iranian oil without being subject to reimposed U.N. sanctions. Sanctions that begin and take effect today. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on Fox News Sunday, where he spoke about the sanctions and said only the European Union will not be granted an exemption.
The European companies will not be permitted to do business with both the United States and with Iran. Frankly, since May, since the president's announcement of withdrawal from the ill-fated agreement, European companies have fled Iran in great numbers. Hundreds of businesses have departed Iran.
The nuclear deal with Iran was okay during the Obama administration, allowing some sanctions on Iran to be lifted, and in turn, Iran would allow total access to its nuclear program. The husband of a Pakistani Christian woman acquitted after spending 8 years on death row on blasphemy charges is appealing to President Trump and other world leaders for refuge. Moeen Cheema is senior lecturer at the Australian National University College of Law.
I think in many of these instances, quite understandably, refuge is sought, and a number of jurisdictions have been, especially Europe and occasionally the United States, has been quite helpful in terms of providing such people asylum, which they necessarily deserve.
Asia Bibi was accused of offending the Prophet Muhammad by offering Muslim women water. Police in Cameroon arrested nearly 20 people protesting the October 7th re-election of Africa's longest ruling leader, Paul Biya, insisting the ballot was stolen from opposition candidate Maurice Kamto, who has demanded a recount. Mr. Biya, since office in 82, is scheduled to be sworn into office on the 7th. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is resuming denuclearization talks with North Korea this week in New York, meeting with Pyongyang's second-in-command Kim Jong-chol. Progress on ending Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program has slowed in the months since the Singapore summit. That was June, between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, when the two leaders signed a general statement calling for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But Pompeo, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, was more optimistic.
The North Koreans haven't launched a missile, haven't conducted a nuclear test. They allowed the return of American remains. We've had success in just the handful of months since this past June, and we continue to make good progress. I'm confident that we'll advance the ball again this week when I'm in New York City.
Pyongyang said Friday it would seriously consider resuming its nuclear testing if U.S. economic sanctions against North Korea not lifted, but Pompeo dismissed the threat. Fighting has escalated around Yemen's port city of Hodeidah, with more than 150 combatants killed over the weekend from both the rebel and government-backed sides. Airstrikes and Navy artillery pounded rebel positions around the Red Sea coastal city, where government-backed troops are launching a major ground assault to try to wrest it from dug-in rebels. The rebels, known as Houthis, say they have expelled the latest offensive on Hodeidah, killing or wounding 215 troops, but did not provide a breakdown. They said they destroyed 20 armored vehicles over the past 24 hours. In response to an upsurge of Venezuelan asylum seekers, the UN Refugee Agency has scaled up protection and assistance at crucial border points with Peru, Ecuador, and Colombia. UNHCR spokesperson Babar Balak tells VOA the agency was on hand to help Venezuelans as they attempted to immigrate. He says people anxiously waited in line for 2 or 3 days to make sure they had completed all necessary forms and other border procedures ahead of a deadline.
Thousands of people were sleeping in the open and many required medical assistance and food. The Peruvian authorities, UNHCR, and its partners worked to quickly scale up our response. In addition, strong coordination is in place between UNHCR and offices in Peru and Ecuador to respond to the urgent needs of the Venezuelans.
Venezuelan migrants are fleeing their nation's economic and humanitarian crises. Ethiopian Lelisa Desisa used a powerful surge to win his first New York City marathon in 5 tries, and Kenya's Mary Kaitny claimed a 4th women's crown with a dominant victory, all of that happening on Sunday. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.